Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Kempela uyajabula othemba lakhe linguJehova ngoba abantu bayasidisappointa, abantu bayayikhuluma into today and then kusasa umuntu ashintsha akhulume okunye. Kodwa uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo akusiyena uNkulunkulu ongumqambi manga, lokho akuthembisayo uyakwenza. Bafana Mazibuko uthi uyajabula olithemba lakhe linguJehova. Ihambe njalo ke i three songs in a row, ngiqale ngo Praise Peterson ethi More of You, walandela lage noma ngathi i group la basibiza TYGC family bethi ungu Emmanuel, God with us. Isigaba ke sesibili lesi singena ngayo i three songs in a row. Ngiyathemba usijabulele and ke uyazi nje kuhlezi kumnandi uma sihlangene simdumisa uJehova siphinde simworshipa ngokweqiniso nangokomoya. Sijula ngezwi kuze kuyoshaya u5 o'clock. Uma usanda kungena ngiyakubingelela, ngiyakwamukela. Igama ngubahle wakanhlapo. Njoba ngithembisile ke ukuthi kulesi sigaba ngizobe ngino umama uLindiwe Kunene, ungumbhali wencwadi. In fact ubhale incwadi, but today ke sizobuka le ethi Alive by Grace. Bazalwane, kuneyindaba la and akusizona nje indaba, sizofunda okuningi and then siubone nomusa kaNkulunkulu phezu kwempilo yakhe. Alive by Grace. My husband tried to kill me before committing suicide. Okay, itike mina ngingakhulumi okuningi ngayo, ukhona umnikazi wayo uzosiunpackela yona lencwadi. Itike ngigijimele ngala, ngizobuya ke singihambisana naye.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Ngibuye naye ke o Mam Lindiwe Kunene, ungumbhali walencwadi ethi Alive by Grace. And okungijabulisayo ukuthi akusiyona fiction lencwadi, ibased ku a true story. Mam Lindiwe, sawubona.
Sawubona bahle.
Siyabonga ukuthi usivakashele.
Ngiyabonga nami kakhulu ukuthola le thuba ukuthi ngize la Radio Pulpit ngizoxoxa udaba lwami.
Amen. Ya, ngaphambi kokuthi ke sixoxe indaba, ungababingelela nalapha emakhaya.
Okay, thank you. Ngiyanibingelela nonke emakhaya abalaleli bakwa Radio Pulpit. Ngijabulela kakhulu le thuba ngilitholayo ukuthi ngizokwazi ukuxoxa udaba lwami nani.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
You know uNkulunkulu nje uhlezi emuhle
kakhulu.
You know zikhona izimo esibhekana nazo empilweni and then uNkulunkulu asitakule kuzona. And sometimes uthola ukuthi asibi aware ekutheni nguNkulunkulu osebenzayo. You know, most of the time usebenza behind the scenes. Asimboni. Yes, lapho ke sohleli phansi usibuka lesi simo ondlula kuso uthi hayi cha, la nguNkulunkulu. Yabona ngoba uNkulunkulu bekangekho angazi ukuthi ngoba ngikuphi kwamanje.
Njengami nje.
Mamlindiwe, before ke sizongena odabeni lwakho, mhlambe nje sibekele isithombe. Ungubani uLindiwe Kunene, uzalelwe kuphi and ekukhuleni kwakho wakhula uyingane njani?
Okay, uLindiwe Kunene ukhona manje ngumama.
Yep.
But le ndaba engizoyixoxa ngangise seyintombazana. Ngikhulele eIsrand. And yeah, nami njengamanye amantombazana abanye abantwana ngangidlala estradini. Nganga sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
And ngikhulele ekhayeni lamaKristu, sikholwa. sifundiswa uNkulunkulu nathi samthatha nami nje ngamthatha uNkulunkulu ngikhula nje ngihamba naye let me say that but angazi at that time njengobusho nje ukuthi into eziningi ziyenzeka ungazi ukuthi ubani lo
yeah
ohamba nawe
yeah
uhlala njalo ekunakekele so nami yes ngakhula ngafunda and ngaba umama ngashada and yeah until istori sami siqale ke mangishada but
yeah.
nje nami ngikhule nothing serious umuntu nje ozithandela uJehova uthanda nabantu that's why kufike kuthini ay indaba yamelipumele obala ikwazi ukusiza abantu
yeah ikakhulukazi abantu besimame ngoba
yes.
siyabona and sinokuzwa uthola umhlambe umama uku a relationship or mhlambe uku a marriage and uyahlukumezeka mothu uyabuza ukuthi mama kanti uhlaleleni ngoba uyabona ukuthi uyahlukumezeka kulomshado uyahlukumezeka kule relationship abanye bazokutshela ukuthi if ngiyaphuma ingane zami siyo support ubani uthola ukuthi mhlambe umama akayimele akasebenzi and kuzwisa ubuhlungu impela ngoba unabantwana 3-4 and uthola ukuthi nalabo uyakhona ekhaya isima sikho right so uzothi ngizonyamezela ngenxa yabantwana but ke ngoba uNkulunkulu emuhle and now uzofakaza ngalendaba ukuthi you know kuyaphumeka it doesn't matter ukuthi mhlambe isimo sakho usibona senzima kangakanani kuyaphumeka lapho ke uhlukunyezwa khona emshadweni ubhale incwadi ke la ethi Alive by Grace.
Yes.
And ngiyajabula ukuthi sizokhuluma ngayo le ncwadi ngoba sibheke ku 16 days of activism.
Yes,
ezoqala ngomhla ka 25 November. Yes, kube umhla ka 16 10 December. So mamlindiwe uma ngingabuza yini ekwenza ukuthi uyibhale le ncwadi?
Okay. Isizathu sami esikhulu ukuthi ngibhale le ncwadi ukuthi ngifisile ukuthi abantu like amakholwa nabantu abangamazinkulunkulu bazi ngunkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu khona, uNkulunkulu uyavikela, uNkulunkulu uyasithanda, uNkulunkulu uhlala nathi ngasonke isikhathi. Ngenziwa ukuthi yabona i-title yencwadi ithi Alive by Grace. So it for me it means chaza ukuthi njengoba ngiphila khona manje ngila namhlanje ngindaba yomusa kaNkulunkulu
eish yeah
kube bengasungumusa kaNkulunkulu ngabe angisekho emhlabeni because kwakumele ngishone kwakumele nabantwana bami ngabe asikho today ngabe sikuma statistics wabantu ababulalwe abalingani babo so ngibhala le ncwadi ngifuna ukuthi abantu bazi ngoNkulunkulu abantu bazi nge abuse
yeah
ukuthi iyini i abuse inomthelela onjani empilweni yomuntu
yeah
futhi ngiveza kakhulu nokuthi umuntu abusayo umuntu onjani
yeah.
kwenzakalani ngaye
mm-hmm.
so njengoba umyeni wami ewaye abuser eseng abuser azanga khule kahle
okay
azanga thola usizo kunezinto wayehlala ekhala ngazo empilweni yakhe
yeah
ezingazange zimjabulise so abantu abanjalo abakhule nge trauma bagcina ba traumatize abanye abantu bagcina bahlukumeza abanye abantu
yeah
so futhi umuntu othola leyo nhlukumazo kakhulu kuba unkosikazi if kumuntu wesilisa and then if kumuntu wesifazane kuba umyeni
yeah
because today it's no longer abantu besilisa kuphela abahlukumezayo nabantu besilisa bayahlukunyezwa so kubalekile ukuthi abantu bayazi abuse because enye into ngithe mangibhala lencwadi umoya ngcwele waveza ukuthi iabuse ayiqala emshadweni
yeah
sikhuluma kakhulu ngayo emshadweni and then abantu ba expect ukuthi they must do better emshadweni.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kanti inhlukumezo iqala kuma families.
Mhm.
Iqala nokuthi umntwana ukhule kanjani.
Yeah.
Umntwana ulitholile uthando. Umntwana utholile support kwi family. So if angazange ayithole angeke azabe right.
Yeah.
So obvious makunenhlukunyezo I training yomntwana yikho right vele.
Mm-hmm.
So lo mntwana angeka khule abe yi adult irresponsible adult enama values right i adult emaziyo u don't no do.
Yeah.
I adult emaziyo uNkulunkulu ukuthi ufunani. Ukuthi ungamzwisi omunye umuntu ubuhlungu. So ngiko engikhiphayo la encwadini ukuthi i-abuse iyalimaza ingqondo. Njengoba ubusho ekuqaleni ukuthi abantu bayahlala, abantu besifazane bayahlala. Ngoba mhlambe akazimelanga ukuthi uzophuma ashoniphi enzeni. Uzoba supporta ngani abantwana. Mina isimo sami ngangingekho esimeni sokuthi ngangazi ukuthi ngizoshonaphi.
Yeah.
Ekhaya beku right bengingabuyela. Ngangahlaliswanga ukuthi angazi ngizoshonaphi.
And
before azoshona ngangisebenza. But the way impilo yami yayisebucayini ngakhona kwakuyi danger for me to go home because umyeni wami waye hlala e threatenisha ukuthi uzobulala abantu basekhaya ifungubuyele ekhaya and then wonke umuntu oba involved a try ukusiza ukuthi siphilisane kahle lo muntu ubeba yi enemy so izimo it's not only ukuthi awazi ubalekela kuphi Esinye isimo esibhlungu ukuthi mawuhlukumeziwe nengqondo yakho iyalimala. And uma ulimala ukwenza ama decision.
Yeah.
All right. Angithi uphila in fear. And then awusakwazi ukwenza ama decision all right. Uyasaba uya threatenishwa
ukuthi
yes, uhamba kuma eggshells. So your system iba corrupted.
Okay, Mamlindiwe, ithi before sizongena endabeni yokuthi ube kuhlukumeza lo baba, before lapho impilo benjani?
Masiqala, so okay. Masisa date. Ne?
Yeah.
Si dateile but there were red flags. Because bengimncane.
Yeah.
I didn't know
ukuthi le nto mara iwrong.
I didn't know ukuthi that red flag goes a long way. So that is another reason why I wrote the book for ukuthi abantu bawazi ama red flags.
Imaphi ama red flags?
Okay. Number 1. Umuntu uma eza kuwe ezoku ekhuluma nje kabuhlungu, you know, emotional abuse. Yeah. So mina in my case ngangisasesikolweni and then aticela sibonane masi makufika isikhathi sokuthi siyobonana mina ngaba late
okay
ku appointment yami naye mangifika usekwatile but akabonisa ukwata but ukwatile and then nga wase uyangisizulu bathini mawutsipiwa
yeah
la phansi kwamabele aphansi kwe ingalo kwangathi uyadlala
okay
uyabona
yeah
but ngambuza hayi why ungenza so hayi ngoba ngathi kuyadlalwa vele
but ngiyambo but bekhanisha
yes too late
yes
uyabo
yeah
and then umuntu ozoba too impatient for you because that was a mistake yes ngithengi zofika angifika ngesikhathi but umuntu uma umthanda umphelela inhliziyo and at that time ngisesikolweni ngibambeke ngenxa yesikolo angibambekanga ukuthi bengingafuni kanti noma ngingafuni awukwazi ukungiphoqelela ngithi uzungipunish
yes
yeah that was a red flag so again khona okunye ukwenzeka ukuthi esikolweni ngang ngangise boarding school singabasha beyenza i concert yabasha yokwamukela abasha or kwakune treatment futhi kuleso skolo so isikhathi la treatment iphela khona kune event eyenzwayo so I was chosen kuleyo event ukuthi ngangikhethwe ukuthi ngi actor as couples go to beach
yeah
so we did that nomunye sasifunda naye azanga ithande leyo into esikolo I couldn't say no fanele nami ngiyenza ngithi wonke umuntu uyenziswa
yeah azange ube controlling
ube controlling yabona controlling
yeah.
So behind my back wahamba wayoshaya lo muntu ngezwe later yabo yes naloko ukuthi uzoba forceful ukuthi njalo kumele nibonane yabona I love bombing yes so old ungazijabulela ucanga ukuthi hey umuntu uyangithanda kanti it shows ikhuluma nje indaba eziningi leyo nto
yeah
you controlling love bombing naleyo ukuthi umuntu already was physical yabo yeah so yiwo lawo ekuqaleni nje into engadibana nazo ngazibona
yeah.
But still ngoba umncane ingqondo ayisho ukuthi hey baleka beware yeah. There's danger here yes.
So ni date for isikhathi esingakanani before nizongena emshadweni
si date for about 3 years
eloke e
no,
elomuntu
no
okay
ebe right nje
okay so on and off
yes lezo zinto zenzeka nge like ngisho ngithi masiqala and then naleyo yasesikolweni ngabona futhi later on ukuthi ngihlangana nomunye umfana sasifunda naye sihlangana edrobheni dala ngamgcina siyabulisana siyahaganda still wamlisa lo umfana so ingqondo yami yaba slow to really see ukuthi lo muntu akekho right
yeah.
Why alwa nabantu
but bengimtshela ukuthi awumela mina ngoba uyisithandwa sakhe
angizange futhi ngiyithathe kanjalo ngabuza ukuthi why why ayikenzanga lutho but uzoyibrusha off kahle nje ukuthi hayi ngiyaxolisa ngeke ngiphinde so izinto ezenzeka lezo engazibona before sishada yes after sesishadileke kula kwaqhuma kakhulu ke the very first year sicede ukushada hayi kwaqhuma
wenzani umehluko yini umehluko obe khona
okay.
Compared to lesikhathi ne date
no there were times good times like ngisho ukuthi yabo into mayenzeke kayi one lapha ya yenzeke futhi kayi one lapha ya one lapha ya in the middle go right izokudida nawe
yeah
yes but mase sishadile ngikhumbula bengisebenza and emsebenzini lami ngisebenza khona kwakune stock taking sisebenza long hours on a weekend ngamcela ukuthi ngicela uzongilanda e-station because ngizochayisa late iviki lonke ngiyamkhumbuza ukuthi ungakhohle phela ukungilanda because it means ngiyofika ngabo after 10 to 11 ay give me a vum ya vum and then kufike lelo langa ngiya gibela ngemsebenzini ngiyabuya mangibuya phela bekungena ama cellphone that time
yeah
ngiyabuya mina ngispeak mangifika e-station expect ukumthola e-station akekho bese ngivele ngibona ukuthi ithi ngifuna i-taxi ehambayo ngiyofika endlini ngoba kusebusuku angikwazi ukulinda bese ngiyahamba ke ingdrop i-taxi ngiwalke ngenhlanhla bekuseduze nalabo esihlala khona kubo so mangiza ke sengiyongena ngakubo ngimthola umile egedini lapha ngisondele mina mangisondela hawu umuntu angiphonse ngamatshe ngize ngiyofika ngiyawaviki ngize ngiyofika ngakuyi ngibuze why ungiphonsa ngamatshe ukwatile still ukuthi why ufika lesikhathi ngithi kanjani ngoba mina ngimele wena ukuthi uzongilanda e-station ngoba ngikutshelile mangihambe kuseni I've been telling you during the week
yeah.
Ukuthi ngizochayisa late
yeah
yena ngoba umuntu ongazi
so incident yokuqala obonile ukuthi mara
emshadweni
there's something wrong
yes
yeah
ngoba sasihlala kubo e-back room And then ngasho ngathi ngiyendlini ngiyoreporta ukuthi wenzeni khona manje. Nalapho wazama ukungibrusha ukuthi okay uyaxolisa kungayi kumreporta. No uyaxolisa ngekaphindi. So bekuba nesikhathi in between ukuthi hayi vele uzoxola kube right izovela enye next time. Yes, until later ke ukuthi hayi besizilandelana ke zi. Yeah. But in the beginning bekwenzeka kanjalo ukuthi kunama intervals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Mam Lindiwe, it is thatha i break kancane lane and then sizoqhubeka ngayo le ndaba.
Okay.
It is thatha nje umhlabelelo ka Passion featuring Christian featuring abandla u Christian Stanfield and Melody Malone, Betty God, you are so cool.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Kempela uNkulunkulu uhlezi emuhle sithi God you are so good. Passion ba future la u Christian Stanfield kanye ne Melody Malone. Saqhubeka ke noMam Lindiwe Kunene ubhale incwadi la ethi Alive by Grace. Incwadi yakho ezingakile
le incwadi yamuqala.
Oh
yes, ezinye zilandele emva kwayo.
Okay, ezinye uyibhalile zingaki?
Okay, enye ngibhalile after this one ngibhale eye parenting.
Okay,
because of what I'm saying ukuthi umntwana uma ngikhulisa kangakahle.
Yeah.
Kunemphumela.
Yeah.
Yes, umntwana ukuthi uzosafara na uzosafara parent.
Yeah.
Ithi 7 ways to enjoy parenting.
Okay.
Yes. And then ezilandelayo after i 7 ways ngiyekwamele ngiyenze ama manuals.
Okay.
There's a program that we are busy with right now that we pray and we trust God to help us in schools, which will help kwi development yabantwana.
Okay.
Also tackling the issues that esikhuluma ngazo la zama traumas, tackling peer pressure, tackling behaviors, tackling leadership skills, tackling also teaching abantwana what is parenting, bangangeni in parenting bangazazi bangubani.
Yeah.
So this there's three manuals. The first one we deal with the behavior character yomntwana, and then the second one, okay, the first one need to be the best that you can be.
Yeah.
So if we teach abantwana, empower them and know basis, give them tools to be themselves, to be the best that they can be, is very important. And then next one, it live life to the fullest. Once you have a good character, you know what are good attributes for umuntu ukuthi aphile kahle aphilisane nabanye abantu, then you start living life to the fullest. And then the last one, it navigate life, because ekugcineni kwayo yonke into esiyenzayo ufundile, uyasebenza, you must navigate life, you must live your life, you must enjoy your life. Yes, and there's more that you can do, not only working. So how do you tap into your purpose? How do you tap into divine life that God wants.
Mm-hmm.
So these manuals, they'll be teaching abantwana, grooming them for life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like giving them life skills.
Powerful.
And then the next one, it's a devotion.
Okay.
It is 12 months of grace.
Mm.
So now it reveals how God looks after us.
Yeah.
In all the seasons. A year has 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
There's four seasons, different seasons.
Yeah.
So God takes care of us.
Mm-hmm.
So the devotion unpacks all the doors
mm-hmm.
of grace.
Amen.
That, you know, yeah, it reveals that. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful book. I love it so much because everything in my life started with a grace that I know, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
So the devotion will unpack everything.
Amen.
Yes.
Manje sibuyele kulobaba lo. Nanga ukushaya ngamatshe, incident yokuqala nisemshadweni.
Yes.
And then after lapho kwenzakalani? Kwa escalator or...
I-abuse na kanjani zo escalator.
Yeah.
Ayingeke izihlale maybe level 1.
Mhm.
Angeke ihlale lapho. Na kanjani zo escalator.
Yeah.
Ungabheka ukuthi siqale kuphi. Manje bese kane power yokungishaya ngamatshe.
Mhm.
Noma ngazanga ngikape literally.
Mhm.
Yes, that day because bengvika.
Mm.
But that was an act angeke wenze umfazi wakho kanjalo.
Umuntu omthandayo.
Umuntu omthandayo. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So kwaqhubeka ke ezinye bezingekho physical bezoba emotional because uzobona ukuthi efamilyini yakhe akakwazi nokukumela if kunezinto ifamily interfere kuzo ngomshado wenu.
Yeah.
Because azangamelwa mncane so akakwazi ukuyenza le nto azangayifunde. And then also he was using vulgar language with me. Nakube ukwatile uzokhuluma amagama abhlungu amabi athukane. And then sometimes kuba financial abuse, sometimes kuba ukuthi akafuni associate ne family yakho, akafuni ube nabangani bakho, akafuni nje ufuna uphile eboxini lakhe.
Oh, yak isolate. Okay.
Yes, even noma usemsebenzini usese under his control, usese msebenzini. Ma uphuma emsebenzini, it's like kube bekuya ngaye bengizothi ngitshayisa ngo-5 past sengisekhaya because ufuna ukuchecka all the moves zakho ukuthi ungabi nabantu ngoba obvious uyazazi ukuthi wrong. Obvious indaba mazifike ebantwini maybe bazongihlakaniphisa. Uyayibona? So but yena acabanga ukuthi lezo zinto ziyamjabulisa bezingamjabulisi because nami I tried ukuthi okay njengomama oshadile fanele ubaba nakathi ngimamele. I tried to please him in many things ezinye ngizibona ukuthi but you know as a Christian woman kuthiwa submit as African woman kuthiwa indoda ibuzwa. Angithi as a Christian woman kuthiwa xolela.
Yeah.
Angithi as an individual nami I didn't want to fail in my marriage. And yeah, I loved my husband, I loved my family. This is the only thing that was disturbing me, the way he treated me. It's even worse because I had a father. I never saw even my father lift a finger kumamami or ayikhuluma nje into engekho right or bathethisana back and forth. I never saw that. So it was really trauma kimi seeing all these things happening to me. So instead ngangizifuna ukuthi ngi wrong kuphi ithi ngilungise mina. You see, so all the time I was trying to be on the right side but still bekungasebenzi ngoba uzothulungisela uthi umpleaser la nangapha ufuna kanje ufuna enye mistake uthi uyalungisa ufuna uhlala nje ufuna nje imistake.
And then yena akekho wrong.
No, yena akekho wrong, angayenza noma yini ayifunayo. Ngithi ingqondo le I think khona okumele kushintshwe as African people ukuthi umshado kaNkulunkulu umshado, yes, singabantu, we have maybe cultures, but mina, I write also in my book, ukuthi I culture somehow iyacindezela.
Yeah.
Because kuNkulunkulu, yes, ubaba is a head of the family. uNkulunkulu umbekele ukuthi love your wife, unkosikazi submit to your wife. But boy to labantu they must submit to God. But if now ubaba aga submit to God, agana relationship, kulula ukuthi ayenze lezinto ngoba yena umameli culture ukuthi as a boy child utshelweni umuntu wesifazane uyabo so kuningi okumele kufundiseke kubantwana hence senza this program ukuthi yes respect izoba khona everyone must respect akuso umunye omela respect everyone must submit
yes
everyone must love
yes
everyone must know ukuthi this is a human being I can't treat a human being like this so yeah
nezwi liyasho
ngathi
ungamenzi omunye umuntu into
ongekuyithande mayenzeka kuwe yes so kubalekile lokho
manje ke wahlala iminyaka eingaka emshadweni and then abantwana bakuphi ngaleso sikhathi
Ngihlale 14 to 15 years emshadweni. Nginabantwana bayi 4 amantombazana. Nabo bakhula nje bayayibona yonke le abuse eyenzakalayo. And yeah, beingathandeki ngoba there were times where they see us vele
nilwa
physically.
Sure.
I remember one day ngiphuma emsebenzini and ngiyangena endlini. Oh khona ukhazini wami wayecela ukushiya abantwana endlini yena ngekho ene abantwana baka khazini wami nabami bebafunda esikoleni esi-1 so bekunalento ukuthi ofike eqala uyabathatha
okay
so wafika ke ukuthi khona la mina laphuthume khona wabashiya kimi makafika yena ngisho ukuthi hayi ukhazini ucele ukuthi abantwana basale uyabuya uzobalanda hayi kwaba into enkulu wangidonsa ngeenwele zahluthuka iinwele zagcwala
ngobani ngoba kushiywe abantwana
yes
okay
akacelwanga
oh yes. Okay
inkinga bekuwukuthi akucelwanga kuye
oh
and normally this thing yenzeka nje yenzeka ubone haw abantwana bakhona hayi bazohamba this yabo so nje yileyo kwakuleyo ngizothi kwakuyiphutha lokubekumele ngingavumi ngithi no but ngenila ngokhazini uyasilandela abantwana so masika dinga usizo yena mele sithi no yebo ndezinjalo yeah so bebahlala babona futhi okunye my firstborn namanje usasho nje ukuthi ebusuku besingalali kuyakhulunywa kuyakhulunywa kuzokhulunywa hey ungasazi ukuthi uphendula uthini ene wayenza imistake nje encane waphendula ngendlela yena angayifuni say ya escalate fight or ngibona ukuthi hay sengisaba ukuphendula kungcono ngithule manje ngasakusho lutho ngimtshele futhi ukuthi yazi ngibona ngathi mangiphendula ngiyamosha so ngicela ukuthula it's okay ngiyakuzwa ukuthi uthini kona lokho ukuthi angisafuni ukukhuluma ngithulile
ngimame
inkinga futhi fana noma let's say ngisendlini mina akekho yena kumele ngipheke mhlambe khona ukushodayo ngiyazi imali khona ngihambi ngiyithatha imali ngipheke ukuthi mangafika endlini athola ukudla khona sizolwela lokho ukuthi why ngithatha imali without yena
hayibo
but mangangafika endlini ngithi angiphekanga kumele wena yimpi futhi so yabo ukuthi idlala ngomqondo wakho kanjani so yiyenye into umuntu ohlukumezekile ohlukumezekayo ulimala ingqondo iyalimala that's why kuba nzima ukuthi fanele asukume ahambe or athathe decision ngoba ingqondo seyididekile bese on top kuba ke nama threats akwenza ukuthi usabe uzibone ukuthi you won't make it ngoba uzokutshela ukuthi vele mina ngangihlale ngitshela ukuthi akho la ngizophila khona mangihamba because there several times ngihamba ngibalekele ekhaya ngizokuthi hayi kuyashisa manje angisakhona
bathini ekhaya mo batshela ukuthi hey phela kuyashisa lapha emshadweni
no bazo ngizofika ngihlale bese bayazama yena bekeza yenza show ku 2 years uzongibheka thola ukuthi ngisekhaya vele so maka funa ukungilanda kuzohlalwa phansi khulunywe axolise hayi athembise sahambe and then like ngishilo before ukuthi kuzoba nesikhathi vele thola ukuthi kuthulekile akuliwa kubuye kuqale futhi
And then ekhaya bebambona ukuthi umuntu onenkinga o izinto bebazizwa ngawe o bayibonela bona mhlawumbe bela kubasho ukuthi hayi man Lindi lo muntu lo ake correct
in my very first chapter yencwadi ithi parents know better
okay
bona kukhona bakubonile enye inkinga engiye ngayibona ukuthi kubalekile ukuthi abantwana bafundiswe before
Yeah
because maso is good relationship so maybe so nabantwana or so intembisene ukushadana ayikho into izwayo njengomntwana ayikho so nami kukhona izinto bebaziphawula ukuthi lindu lo muntu wakho ngathake kho right but wena awuboni wena usemathandweni ene intaktshela yona ihlukile kunale uyabona oyizwayo so bona bebasho basho I remember ukuthi yes abazali bayabona but thina abantwana asiboni so wena ufuna leyo ifunayo ngaleso sikhathi yes
and uma seyivela lento ababeyibona wena ungayiboni kumele bakusupport
kumele bakusupport bazowenza njani
angeke bathi sakutshela wena
yes ngoba no angithi baloke bayibona but bakushadisile
yeah
so mangise inkingeni ngizoxakekela kuphi ngizobalekela kuphi angizishadelanga bebakhona mangishada
manje iingane ziyakhula zi experience yonke lento kwaba affecta kanjani bona
Abantwana ba-affecteka. Ba-affecteka. I remember kakhulu ngalesikhathi eseshona. Bonke bafaila.
Bafaila esikoleni.
Bafaila.
Washona kanjani baba?
Iyasho ukuthi he tried to kill me before he committed suicide. Yes. Wazibulala. Yes.
Wazibulala?
Masiphila mina naye bekumuntu suicidal vele
okay
I spoke about ama traumas childhood traumas anga attendwang he was not okay yabo manje I say it boldly I say it knowing now what was happening then because I'm sober now when I was there ngangiyibona leyo nto but because mina I was a Christian I was praying and hoping and trusting ukuthi simo sizoshintsha but njalo yena kancane kancane uzosho ukuthi ay yena ufuna ukufa yena umama wakhe washona very early sandukushada I think first or second year
yeah
and then ubezokhuluma njalo ukuthi yena ufuna ukuthi makangcwatshwa futhi ayongcwatshwa eduze kwamama wakhe So nje bekumuntu isuicide ela emlonyeni wakhe. Yeah.
So why committa kanjani isuicide?
Was dubula.
Oh. So bekanesibhamu.
Bekanesibhamu. Okay. So uyacabanga ukuhlala nomuntu onesibhamu onetemper or impatient. So vele ngangihlala emthandazweni ngoba there were few times tokuthi uzofuna ukukuthatha kuyisele esigangeni.
So my dubula kanje uyidubula ekhaya or
okay that day as dubula this is what I share in the book mangithi ngishare amandla kaNkuluNkulu because ngangisemsebenzini kuukuthi ngiphuma mina ngasizwa ipower la ngangisebenza khona kwakune well-being ne for employees
yeah
so bangitshela because kushuthi ngangasa perform kahle nasemsebenzini bangitshela ukuthi kufanele ngiye lapha ngiyo consult ngaya mangiyo consult ngasho sonke istory sam and then bangithumele power and then mangifike power nabo ba assess abasho ukuthi hayi awukwazi ukuhlala lapho nabantwana kukuthi nami at that time bese ngisaba ukubalekela noma kuphi because wonke umuntu engizama ukuthola usizo kuye uba senkingeni. So ngangisengiplana nje ngoba ngangisebenza ku airline, ngangisengiplana ukuthi ngizo skip i country nabantwana bami. That's the only way. Ngingafaki anyone abe involved ngoba ngifuna ukuthi basale banenkinga. Yabo asithi because uzomblame lo muntu yena angaziblame angaboni yena ukuthi wrong. So mabangithumela lapho ngase ngiyabaleka because there was a day ngalelo langa ngibuya futhi kuphowa ngiyosha istory sam wabona ukuthi angikhe emsebenzini hayi the way wayelwa ngakhona ngabona ukuthi angibuyeli namhlanje ekhaya ngiyofa ngavele ngabafonele phowa ngabatshela ukuthi hayi kuzomele ninginike indawo yokuhlala ngoba kuyabheda ngabaleka vele ngahlala ephowa and then ngathi mase ngibuyela emsebenzini ngoba ngathatha leave ngathatha sick leave ngathatha ukuthi nje ngabisemsebenzini the day sekuphele konke kumele ngibele emsebenzini kanti yena uhlala phone a check ukuthi ngikhona angikho ngikhona ngikho so that day maka phone angikhona kusho the very same week engibuye ngayo waye plan ukuthi yena uzosibulala yabo so makeza emsebenzini that day waye weza vele I think he wayetshela ukuthi uzongithatha mina mele ngikhombe ukuthi abantwana bakuphi kanti uNkulunkulu yena uplanning enye yakhe indlela so during the day makwenzeka konke lokhu iphowing phoneele bangitshela ukuthi yena khona umuntu la uthi ungumngani wendoda yakho ngithi mina mdescribeni baba mdescriber huye ngithi mina no huye asumngani loyo from that nje act I knew ukuthi hayi kubi and then ngase ngiya report emsebenzini ukuthi you know what ngicela ukuhamba ngaliso sikhathi umoya ungcwele naye ungitshela ukuthi hamba ngahamba ke ngayo reporter ukuthi ngiyahamba kanti ngi reporter futhi seka la iduze kusho ukuthi before eza kimi wenze show ukuthi kunabantu avalelisa kubo nase power mhlambe ngacanga ukuthi uyongithola lapha ema office because naye bebambizile ukuthi kuzohlalwa phansi kukhulunywa indaba
yeah
so ufika nje makangene office and labe ngisebenza khona bekungangeneki bongangene ema office ubuphelele reception
yeah
ukuthi ukhone kanjani ukungena asmugle in inside my office I don't know ukuthi kwenzeka kanjani but ngalelo langa umoya ungcwele wathi kimi mase ngihamba wathi ungaphumi ngapha phuma ngapha mangiphuma vele ngapha lati ngiphume khona kanti kune lift ngagibela i lift ngehla mina ukuphuma kwami ngize ngiyofika e station ngoba lawo malanga ngihamba nge training lahle umkhondo and then mangifi umoya ungcwele ungguide waze wayongifaka e station you know ukuthi angizange ngiye na ku subway ye station lelo langa
sure
ngathathwa mina ngadluliswa enye indlela engiyazi even today I went there to see kuthi ngahamba so kuphi la kujump akukho but ngadlula ngazibona sengise station phakathi
sure
i train yafika yahamba so mase kafika in office ba a check ukuthi ngupha abona ukuthi ngisayinile out ngendlela yokuthi angiphumanga ku main ngiphume emuva naye vele wadideka wadineka ngicabanga ukuthi wayeqasha imoto ebeka driver ngayo because wasuka lapho wahamba wazibulalela e Escape Mall
emall
yes ku rooftop not manje ngithi say bay renovatile ayisafani but yes
so wafika wama wakhipha isibhamu wayidobo
yes I think wabiza abangani bakhe okay nami ngoba sasikhuluma nomngani wakhe that day ngamtshela ukuthi ay angisezi because we had a meeting kahle kahle that day ne power ne family yam na ngabacela ukuthi ngicela ukuthi amaphoyisa abe khona mawangeke amaphoyisa ngizi so yonke into was planned but after the act yokuthi yena uhambe before the meeting and then kungacaca ukuthi kwenzakalani ngoba bathi ipower then angiyazi manje njani bebasebenzela in a house so yena wangena nge back door akuyi musabantu abangasebenzi
yeah
bangena nge front yena wangena nge back azophumela la asithufuna mina athu umngani umngani womyeni wami yayibona ukuthi yayisniki leyo nto yes
so ushili letter or
azangishili letter but kunabantu waye hamba shiya amagama kubo ashiya amagama
ukuthi uzosibulala neusibulalela
yes asho ukuthi yes
so i reason yakhe yini
ayike reason kwakukuthi yabona abantu abaseduze bebazi ukuthi kwenzakalani
yeah
between mina naye bebazi ukuthi ngihambile bebazi ukuthi usele yedwa obviously ake kho happy
okay
yes so I think yena wathola chance yokwenza lento bekahlala khuluma ngayo afuna kuyenza ngoba vele he was not coping in life that is what I have realized that is why I took it upon me ukuthi khona abantwana okumele basizakale.
Yeah, yeah.
Because yeah. bahamba hambe bangakhoni empilweni mase izinto because life ya demanda.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if umntwana ongakhulanga waba strong waba ne foundation right, vele uzohluleka. We see it ngabantwana abenyawupe uthokuthi babalekile emakhaya babalekiswa yini ukuthi they can't face life the way they are supposed to so naye ngiyazi ukuthi kwakuyileyo nkinga ukuthi bekangayi yabona indaba yokuthi atshelwe ukuthi lento yenzayo wrong kuye beinga exist because he was not trained as a young boy ukuthi this is how you carry yourself this is wrong as a man as a husband akayazi leyo nto ene ngiyibonile noma sengiphakathi komndeni the way bebaphila ngakhona but you know uma ungakangena uboni
yazi umndeni wakhe wona bo aware ukuthi
bazi kahle
umntana abunenkinga
bebazi kahle ngoba enye into mina ngihleli naye for all these years ngazi ukuthi udla ama drugs substance abuse ngaze very late I think 1 year before Sean sika ngasafihli but ama actions wakhe abantu abadala bebabuza kimi kuthi Lindi lo muntu wakho akabhemi akadla ama drugs mina that time angwazi nokwazi ama drugs ukuthi yini ukukhulunywa ngani mina into bengiyazi utshwala and utshwala akaphuzi ugwayi akawubhemi look for me usoba you understand so but now ama actions masengwalandelela and now I know ngama drugs and after I researched ngama drugs ngabona ukuthi all these actions nama after effects bekwa ama drugs but afihla
so uhleli nawe nje uya
udla yes
but bongekho aware
mina bengazi but bengibona ukuthi man there's something engingakwazi ukuphutha my finger on it ngiyiname ukuthi it's happening bekubonakala ukuthi khona indaba but asiyazi but I know ukuthi ifamily yakubo ba confess ukuthi vele lo muntu lo bekadla ama drugs futhi bona bebazi mina ngingazi thina singazi
so yeah lobhlungu lo ludaba especially kunabantwana and bazolahlekelwa ubaba ngendlela okuthi uye wayithatha ngakhona impilo yakhe sasilindiwe ithi sindlule ngala ne and then uma sibuya mhlambe unikeze abomama i word of advice ikakhulukazi abomama abaku an abusive marriages or abusive relationships.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Sihamba ngokukholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Yeah, kuhlezi kukhulunywa ukuthi ukuhlukunyezwa kwabumame, ukuhlukunyezwa kweingane akuphele. Kodwa siyabona ukuthi hayi umsebenzi usesemkhulu sisilindile.
Hey, usesemkhulu umsebenzi.
And ayikho enough naleyo ukuthi kube neintsuku ezibekiwe.
Ezibekiwe. I think every day.
Ipreachiwe
every day. It's a day to day
thing.
Ukuthi umntwana wakho umkhulisa kanjani?
Yeah.
Umkhulisela ini? Because umntwana wakho umesesemncane.
Yeah.
Once wakhula uye she goes or he goes to the world. Access wakho. So uyophilisana kanjani nabantu? So umntwana uma umkhulisa umkhulisele wena.
Yeah.
So umela ngobe selfish. Mele umkhulise ngendlela yokuthi uyam trainer, umnika ama tools, you are empower ukuthi uNkulunkulu ku Jeremiah 29:11 uthi I have plans to prosper you. Akakhulumi ngemali lapho.
Yeah.
So thina masizwa I prospering we think money. But prospering it's a day to day thing ukuthi okwa namhlanje ukwenzile wakwenza kahle okwakusasa ukwenzile okwanini nini ngoba okwa namhlanje kulidela kuloko okuzayo kwa next
year.
So if awutholi izinto ezikusizayo ezumntwana ingqondo ikhula ithola oku right ukuthi kungene kuyo ukhona ukusebenzisa then we are doomed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. So a word of advice ongayinikeza abo mama ikakhulukazi labo ukuthi bahleli emshadweni and then bayahlukumezeka.
Hey, kubo bonke abo mama bahleli emshadweni. Hey, I understand. You know kaningi uyagxeka ukuthi usahleleleni uhleleleni uhleleleni why angenzi so ngishilo elia ukuthi ingqondo yalimala awusakwazi ukucabanga awusakwazi ukwenza kahle so lo muntu uyayidinga support uyayidinga so abomama mele bazi uma se ba kuleso simo leso sokuthi uyafisa ukuthi angahamba uyafisa ukuthi impilo ingashintsha lukhona usizo yes and me I don't preach ukuthi abantu bahlukane nabayini babo basabathanda ba family zwabo but kubalekile ukuhlala endaweni a healthy for you and your children ukuthola usizo akusho ukuphela ukuthi seniyahlukana inkingi ingasolveka especially makusese early noyithuni hambe leyo journey umuntu asizakale and then inkinga it's when mase escalated say lapha ya ekuthini manje awusakhona ukusizakala sekuyingozi ukuhlala kwakho ekhaya so kulapho kuyinkinga kakhulu so abomama mele bazi ukuthi mawubona nje i red flag encane ungayithatheli phansi mawubona ukuthi kuyaqhubeka if uyakhonza hamba enkonzweni uyocela usizo if awukhonzi kwi family if his family is supportive because amanye ama family are not usizo lukhona mina ngaya eFamsa ngaya everywhere la bekuthiwa usizo lukhona counseling marriage seminars ininga I used to go anywhere and everywhere to get help so kubalekile ukuthi uthole usizo ubone ukuthi inkinga yakho ingakanani ngoba umuntu okhlukumezayo ulimaza nawe so kufanele uqale wena ube right ngoba mawungula wena uzogulisa nabantwana ungekho right so yenza ukuthi uthole usizo yes we pray uNkulunkulu in my case kukhona isikhathi la wathi umoya ongcwele wangitshela ukuthi le nkinga yakho angeke isalunga so zikhona vele inkinga ezingeke zisalunga but zikhona ezingalungiseka because awukwazi ukuhlala kwindawo la impilo yakho seyisebucayini la ungaluza impilo yakho so hamba uye uyothola usizo manje izindawo zeningi kune lifeline kune power emaphoyiseni zikhona indawo baza kulayela bakunikeze zonke indawo la ungathola usizo khona ungahlali because noma ungakaphumi you must be sane you need a support emotionally mentally because sine mental wellness today it is because of the things that is affect abantu emhlabeni bagcina bangekho right so kubalekile nje ukuthi noma usemshadweni kungakabi nalutho hamba uyo check ukuthi nawe ngokwakho wenza right so nje engingakusho nje ukuthi mina ngasizakala ngoba ngangingaguqi izandla ngithule ngithi usizo luzozela ngangihamba everywhere ngazama ngendlela yami ingazama abantu mabathenza so ngenze until ekugcineni nasemsebenzini la bengisebenza khona kwakune wellness employee wellness yibo abangisiza ukuthi ngikhona ukuphuma without involving my family because my family was in danger.
Yeah.
So yike ngakusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu mkhulu, uNkulunkulu uzokulida where you can get help. uNkulunkulu uzokustrengthena, uNkulunkulu uzokuvula amehlo ukuthi ubone. So sometimes nathi siba yabona si wela ngakule side lokuthi siyazwela kakhulu thina. But nje mawuyibona i red flag sukuma ungahlali. Mawubona kuyaphakama kusukuma. Sukuma.
Mamlindiwe mhlambe umuntu uthi hey ngingathanda ukuthi ngiyithole nami lencwadi akwazi kuyifundela yona njoba ushilo ukuthi lencwadi uyibhale ukuthi uzo create i awareness angithi
yes
and then abantu bakwazi noku identify ama signs we abuse at an early stage mhlawumbe umunye uthi ngathi ngiyawabona la ma sign but angikho sure uyathanda ukuthi ayithole lencwadi ukuze afunde kabanzi so uyithola kanjani mhlawumbe ngashiya inombolo yakho or ama social pages wakho yeah
ngiyatholakala ku Facebook page it's Alive by Grace / Lindiwe Kunene and then ngiyatholakala inamba yami ithi 0817743741 but nencwadi yatholakala yatholakala airport exclusive books and then yatholakala eJohannesburg eBridge Books and then sisaqhubeka ukufaka kwezinye idoro but iyatholakala nakimi iyatholakala straight in my number yes
0815743741
yes
bangathumela WhatsApp lapho obathumela message ne
yes.
Okay mamlindiwe ngenxa yesikhathi la eish bengithandile ukuthi singakhuluma you know
yes
yeah ngoba hey into eserious kakhulu le yokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu besimame kodwa njengoba ushilo ukuthi akusing abomama kuphela even nabo baba kodwa abobaba ayikhulunywa kakhulu ngoba nabo abafuna ukuphumela obala basaba ukuthi bazohlekwa ukuthi hawu ushayiwe umfazi kanjani
yes
uyayibona so ngiyacabanga ukuthi nabo mhlawumbe bobaba bangayithola
kubalekile ukuthi bazwa ukuthi yes bangaphuma kanjani bazi nokuthi even ohlukumezayo azi ukuthi mangenza so angenzi kahle umuntu wami akaphatheki kahle ngiyacabanga ukuthi umuntu angasizakala still
amen
yes
siyabonga kakhulu I hope ukuthi sizohlangana futhi ngoba kunezinya ngithi incwadi after this one
yes
yeah mikakhulukazi le uthe yini parenting
7 ways to enjoy parenting
7 ways
yes
okay I very interesting nayo leyo okay siyabonga kakhulu ithike ngikuphelezele la ngalomhlabelelo ka Asanda noDodile uthi izwi lakho ngawo lomhlabelelo sizongena ke ku esigabeni sokugcina sohlelwe lapho ke ngizobe ngixoxisana nomfundisi uHosea Richard Mukwena sikhuluma indaba ye reconciliation siyaqhubeka ngendaba ye reconciliation bengasukeke iphondo ku AM 657
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope faith and love on 657 AM
Do you need prayer WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607.
Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.